Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. Let's talk about the Mercer County Scholastic Bowl program. I know they're having a good season. I've seen some of their box scores, and a senior is Hunter Harris. He's been involved with Scholastic Bowl for 6 years. I think captain all 6 years for Coach Kyle Caresco. So we'll start our conversation. Hunter Harris, why your interest in Scholastic Bowl? Where did that come from?
I've always enjoyed watching game shows like Jeopardy with my parents, and when I finally got an opportunity to be able to do something like that in the real world, I obviously jumped at the chance and wanted to expand my knowledge, and it's always nice to have some form of competition even when you aren't athletic.
Well, and tell us about your senior season so far. I've seen some of the results. It looks like we have a pretty good squad here in town.
Yeah. We had a tournament in Riverdale that we went to, and we placed, I think, fifth. And then we had a quadrangular last Thursday, and we went 3-0 that night.
And a little bit about the kind of the keys to Scholastic Bowl. And, you know, I think another topic of conversation, what do you think the average listener that's listening right now doesn't understand about Scholastic Bowl? What are some of the truths and myths, I guess? Take it away.
So a couple of things that I always think about when I talk about Scholastic Bowl is that it's a lot more of a team sport than I think people would associate it with. Like, for example, I don't know everything about the theater, and there are other people on the team who can back me up about theater questions when we have them. And so it's nice that you can have a squad of five people who sit at the table, and then one person is the captain, and they go to other people if they don't know the answer.
So then I would assume that the key to Scholastic Bowl is you have to have great balance on the squad.
Absolutely. There are some, obviously, tournaments and matches that are going to be more one-question focused, but on the whole, it's going to be more of a good balance of having a lot of your sciences and maths and literatures and the like.
All right, maybe there's a parent out there listening or a student out there listening, and maybe this is something they're thinking about, or maybe they haven't thought about, but maybe it's something they should look at. Well, so here's a chance for you to sell Scholastic Bowl. Take it away.
All right, so I think that it's a great thing for kids in junior high to start doing. The practices are with Mr. Caresco are obviously early, but it's rewarding because it helps you in your school activities, I think. There have been stuff that we've covered at Scholastic Bowl that I have then gone on in school to better understand and expand my knowledge about. And so I just think that it's a nice opportunity for a competitive intellectual experience for kids that may not get that other places.
Now, when you look at the IHSA, and I think it's great, they've made it a state tournament series. So that's something that gives, I think, credibility to this whole process. And you mentioned some of the tournaments you've already participated in that. So what about the state of Illinois and specifically the IHSA really getting behind this?
I think it's really good because it's able to tournaments are able to be funded now by the state instead of the school having to shill money out of their pockets to afford these big tournaments. There's a JV tournament that's coming up, and it's a big deal, and I think it's Roanoke Benson, and I think they have to pay for it themselves. But once you get into like regionals and sectionals, the state starts to fund some of that stuff.
So you talked about your weakness is theater a little bit or something like that. So if I said Hunter Harris, the strength of Hunter Harris on Scholastic Bowl is what? Don't mess with him in this type of category.
I think that I do really well in 20th century music and math.
All right. So kind of give us a thumbnail sketch. I think most people kind of have an idea how Scholastic Bowl works. Is it pretty uniform, you know, across the IHSA membership schools, or are there some various, you know, nuances or modifications as you go from tournament to tournament?
There absolutely are changes that can be made, but typically it's one question is called a toss-up, and you the team that answers that one correctly then has power on the bonuses to answer those questions first, and those are typically three smaller questions that build off of each other. And there's some tournaments where you answer a lot of toss-ups, and then they go to the bonuses or some other variation of the order. But, no, it's pretty standard on toss-ups and bonuses, 20 of them in a match.
And how many kids participate this year with Scholastic Bowl at Mercer County? I'm talking about the high school squad, grades 9 through 12.
So I think we have probably about, I would say 20 or 25.
All right.
There's 11 on varsity and probably about that same number on JV.
And I know we're playing this interview back. We're recording it. And practice is at 6:30 on a Monday morning, Hunter Harris. How in the world does Scholastic Bowl practice work at 6:30 on a Monday morning? Probably have to drink a lot of coffee or something to get you going, right? Or what is the brain food for you to get you rolling on a Monday morning like this?
I drink a lot of coffee. You hit the nail on the head when you said that. I religiously drink coffee, and I have a Cliff Bar every morning. But
all right, you got to tell me how does like Scholastic Bowl practice work? I mean, we think of regular like interscholastic athletic practices, how they work. Can you kind of explain a little bit what's the setup for a Scholastic Bowl practice?
Yeah, so what we do normally is we break into smaller teams and then we almost make up mock matches, but in the sense that we have a variety of questions that are picked from previous years of Scholastic Bowl, and then we go on to a section that is more based upon actual match setup where there are toss-ups and bonuses, but most of the practice is just trying to remember other things that will help you in the meets to come.
All right. So you feel pretty good about the squad here in the 2017-2018 season? Going to be a good year?
I think so. I think we've done well so far in this season, and we haven't really even begun to start the majority of our season, but I think it'll be good.
All right. Hunter Harris, nice going, and I always like to recognize the Scholastic Bowl. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.